Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Hi, Artarius. The zip code is 34448.
How you doing, ma'am? Thank you. And that was 34448?
That is correct.
All right, ma'am. May I ask your name, please?
My name is Amber.
All right, thank you. Give me 1 second, please. All right, Miss Amber, you said that was your first name?
Yes.
All right, can I get your last name, please?
I'm actually calling from Brandon Bank.
Okay.
I'm calling on behalf of one of my customers here. She's disputing a charge from your company. She doesn't understand where this charge came from or what it's for.
All right, ma'am, not a problem. Can we begin with their zip code?
It is the same.
All right, I cleared that page. Can you verify it for me again, please?
Absolutely. 34448.
And what was their name?
Kimberly Johnson.
Hold on 1 second now. All right. Do you have an email for her?
I do not, but you can confirm her identity. I have her sitting right here in front of me.
Very well. Can she go ahead and verify her address for security purposes, please?
You got it. I'm going to pass the phone now.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. His name is Artarius.
Artarius. Hello, this is Kimberly.
Good day, Ms. Johnson. All right, we can go ahead and finish proceeding. Can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
2209 South Wigwam Point, Homosassa.
All right, thank you. 1 second, ma'am. Do you remember putting an email on file?
For what?
The only reason that I'm asking is it's a lot of people with the same name you have. So I want to make sure that I got you, because that address that you stated, that wasn't your account. So I want to make sure that I get the correct account pulled up.
My address wasn't my correct account.
Hold on 1 second now. Are they declined charges? Did the charges clear?
I'm just wondering what the charge is. What's it for?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I want to get you pulled up so I can give you the correct information. So just bear with me a couple seconds. I'll let you know if these charges are with us. I'll get you pulled up. Give me 1 second, please. And what was your address, ma'am?
2209 South Wigwam Point, Homosassa.
Homosassa?
Mm-hmm.
And what state is that?
Florida.
All right. And you haven't moved or anything recently?
No.
All right. I found that address. Give me 1 second, please. All right, Ms. Johnson, I got you pulled up, ma'am. I do thank you for that address verification. I'm waiting on your account to load up, and I'll let you know what's on the account, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. This is due to our contest entry, ma'am, that you ordered on April the 7th, and it was for that mixer.
I didn't order a mixer.
And I can see that. I just want to let you know what it was for. You can have the floor, ma'am. This, it was created. You canceled on April the 7th, 2022. But it's due to that mixer that was, it's a contest entry where you entered in to win that mixer. And it was stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers. And that offer that came through with that mixer was a meal plan app. And like I stated, this account has been canceled. I just want to give you some insight on what you were billed for. But it was a meal plan app that came along with that mixer, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They offer, they had discounts going, but like I stated, this account was canceled in April.
And it was canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it is on my bank statement.
So basically, the account you're looking for the to be refunded that $59.89, because the account was canceled, but
yes.
It don't seem that you were refunded. You were canceled, but not refunded.
Okay.
Is that's what this call is in regard to?
Yes.
Very well. I'm looking.
I mean, I'm not aware of it. That's why that we were calling to find out what it was about.
And that's what it is. Do you remember going in and entering to that contest for that mixer?
No.
You don't? And do you think it could be someone else around you that was trying to win that mixer?
And not that I'm aware of, no. They don't get my bank card or nothing.
Well, I can go in. I can transfer you to our fraud department, ma'am. I can cancel out the account. It's up to you. What would you like done? I could transfer if you feel that someone is fraudulently, you know, using your information. But like I stated, someone the account was canceled in April. In April.
But then it should have been refunded if it was canceled.
And I'm looking at it. You can actually do qualify for a 50% refund on that $59.89. I can have it in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I just wondered what it was about because I'm not aware of this. And if it was canceled, then it should have been refunded.
Right, and we're working on that now. Like I stated, you can get a 50% refund. I can have it in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I get that cancellation. I get all this information to your email, and that would get you $29.95 refunded to the account.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. One second now. It'll be brief. We'll be done. All right, I thank you guys for your patience. I got your cancellation code generated. I just got that information sent to your email. And if you're ready, I want to verbally give you this cancellation code and know that it's documented in your email, kimjohnson21410@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right.
It is.
Ma'am. Okay, you said, and it is C as in Charlie, 920-526-866.
Okay, I got it.
Very well. You could check your email and you got it there also, ma'am.
Okay.
Very well. So that all the help you'll need today?
That should be it.
Very well. Well, I do thank you guys for calling customer support. Apologize about the inconvenience, Ms. Jensen, but you were canceled out and refunded. And that is all the help you need today. I thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good day, ma'am. Good day, Ms. Teller.